This is the Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up, thanks to our friends at CUB. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au, buy a beer voucher, and CUB will match your donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem.
Listen up, Australia. They're not here. They're not here. They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch. So we've got some best bits for you. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Hey, it's Dangerous Davey. I hope you well didn't win Powerball, so back at work. Hey, good news is, though, Mick and Jane are back in studio. Bit of company come Monday, back here with the return of Kennedy Malloy. It is the Rostered Week Off, all thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch. Celebrating pubs across Australia, visit loveofyourlocal.com.au, buy a beer voucher, and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. What a big show we have for you this afternoon. Mick's cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover of Nirvana's original About a Girl is coming up, and we'll get the reaction of Frontier and mushroom music mogul Michael Gudinski. That's later on this afternoon. Bold and the Beautiful, I'm sure you're a secret while you've watched it at some stage in the afternoon. They've improvised in these COVID times. They've done something quite extraordinary, which we'll share with you too. Limo is an idiot, according to Mick Malloy. He's coming up. And Jane, with her hitting her head and suffering some amnesia during her amnesia times, she's been making purchases that she can't remember. Anyway, we'll share that with you right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
It is the Rostered Week Off. Jane and Mick back live on Monday. Next week, another $10,000 Temper mattress to give away. From the moment you lie down until you wake up, Temper responds to your body. Such an amazing bed. Coming up a little later, Limo. Now, Jane's going to explain an after effect of hitting your head with her amnesia.
When I went to hospital, when I had that, you know, silly fall. Old fall.
Mm. Hit yourself on the head, yep.
Yeah. I hit myself on the head and I had retrograde amnesia. So I'm not sure when that part of your brain recovered.
You're buying stuff.
What's happened?
But something's arrived today that I must have bought. But it's a new pet I've got.
What?
Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Hang
on. Ooh, what is it?
I'm going to hold it up.
What is it?
It's an aquarium and what it's got jellyfish in it. Look. Isn't that amazing? Can you
is it a real one?
Okay. Look, you know what? I've never been involved in an intervention, but I think the time
it's
is
so,
coming. What
it's
is that?
Hypnotic. Yeah. They are two jellyfish.
Real jellyfish?
Well, if that thing ever gets out, it'll kill you.
It came in the mail. I'm suggesting it's not real, Dave.
Not real, though.
Don't they?
That's unbelievable.
Doesn't it look incredible? And it's glowing. Don't worry, James. I'm going to get a photo.
So let me get this straight.
And guess what? I know I'm not mental because you know my girlfriend, Rebecca Gibney. She sent me a picture on Sunday. She goes, look how bored I am. I bought one of these and she's bought one. What are the chances?
What do you mean?
Both bought one.
What you've bought is a fake jellyfish.
It looks fantastic.
In a cylinder.
Yep. It's an aquarium.
It's not an aquarium.
I'm going to put it in the background next to Stone.
Oh, my God. You know, it looks like from here, because I can't see. It looks like a little lava lamp or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a lava lamp. I'm just going to put it in the background.
All right, yeah.
Okay, you're off mic, by the way. She's pottering around like a 96-year-old
woman.
Doesn't
feel like she's on the air.
I reckon she's got the Rona.
She's talking to herself.
She's got the Rona. She's talking to herself.
She's got the Rona.
There we go. I just had to put it on.
Oh, God.
What's wrong? What'd you say about me when I had my
headphones on? This is a new high watermark in live radio. As a mad woman potters around her studio, oblivious to the fact that she's not on mic.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on Townsville's 102.3 Triple M. G'day, Townsville. You wake up with Pricey for breakfast, who's been doing breakfast radio in Townsville since, Marconi was a young man. He's a legend in that neck of the woods. G'day, Townsville. Thanks for tuning in to Kennedy Malloy. Coming up a little later, Bold and the Beautiful. They're improvising in these COVID times. They're not using actors. They're doing something else, which we'll explain in just a moment. Here's Limo.
Limo, who's a giant idiot, who went to the wrong golf course.
Yeah. And how are the other players when you turn up so late?
Jim Owen wasn't over the moon.
Couldn't see the funny side.
Comedians couldn't see the funny side.
Yeah,
that's when you funny about that.
Yeah, that's right.
I quickly want to say I went to, wasn't going to a Taylor Swift concert with my daughter. Mm. went out for dinner that night and realised the concert was actually the night I went out for dinner with Rob instead of going to the concert.
That's not an accident. I know how your mind works.
I love Taylor Swift.
You have dodged a bullet.
I missed that.
Gavin's on the line. Gavin?
Yeah, mate. I was running late for a funeral, sitting up, and I ducked in the ceremony had already started. I'm sitting at the back, and I'm going, this is Bill's funeral. I'm not.
Who's Bill?
Somewhere else.
Well, nice to pay your respects.
Was he a good guy?
Did you learn a bit about Bill?
Oh, Bill was a great bloke. I was supposed to be at Auntie Mary's funeral.
By the end of it, you were wailing on the coffin. Why, Bill? Why?
Good on you, Gavin. John. Thank you. Hello, John.
Love your show, gurus. I was heading up with the wife and kids and my sister-in-law in the back up to Queensland to the theme park. And my sister, I told her I'd come and call in on the way through. And for some reason, she mentioned Byron Bay. And I called her and I said, I'm about an hour out of Byron Bay. She goes, no worries. I get into Byron Bay. I call her. I say, whereabouts are you? She goes, we're not at Byron Bay. We're at the Gold Coast. We made Byron Bay. The whole town heard me screaming.
It's a little bit of a mix-up.
Why didn't she tip you off when you said,
I don't know,
near
but
Byron Bay?
I said, I just spoke to you. I just told you I was an hour out of Byron Bay. Why'd you say okay for?
Byron Bay and Surfers Paradise, a little bit different.
Drive, yeah, hilarious.
Let's go to Scott from South Australia. Hello, Scott. What happened to you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Back in the early 80s when South Melbourne first moved to Sydney, Dad says to me, come on, boy, we'll go and watch a game. So a four-hour trip in, and they weren't playing at the SCG that weekend.
Oh, my God. Well,
it would have been easier.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, that's a four-hour drive in. I'm guessing that's a very long drive home.
Oh, my God. It's a long drive home.
Fueled up and went back home.
Oh, boring. Did you get KFC at least on the way home?
Nah, it was, come on, we've missed the game. Let's go home.
Good on you, Scott. Good call.
Jason, how are you going?
We were all getting excited to go to an ice hockey game, USA versus Canada. So pack your kids in the car. As we go, we're heading there. We're thinking, God, there's a lot of people. This looks like it's going to be a good turnout. Sons out of the car screaming, go USA. we were at the Hillsong Church.
Oh, no.
That's an extraordinary mix. You're saying there's a bigger crowd at Hillsong than there would be at a USA-Canada ice hockey game.
Talk about having the best day of your life and all of a sudden going, oh, my God.
Did you find yourself screaming the word puck at any point?
No, mate, no. We sort of wanted to pull the sun, drag him back into the car and go, I think...
Where was that game, Jason? Where were you?
Yeah, where was it?
It was at Bella Vista Ice Rink in Sydney.
Wow. Because there's no bigger ice hockey game in the world than USA.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
The two biggest.
I saw that in Vancouver, and I've never seen anything like it. That was
amazing.
Well done,
Limo,
everybody.
We love having you in, and thank you for bringing that to our show.
Good on you, mate.
A wonderful topic.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Rostered week off. Jane and Mick back on Monday. Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch, celebrating pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. Buy a beer voucher. And CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head into Redeem.
Bold and the Beautiful. You love that show, Jane. Race home to watch it or you tape it.
Not really, no.
No, I know.
It's a bit of a hoot. It's a fun show,
It's
right?
fun. Well, they, in response to the coronavirus scare, are now going to use blow-up dolls for sex scenes.
Mean?
Well, you know, they're always fondling around. They're always in the bed. Generally
more just a pash. They never nude up.
There's always bed scenes, Jane Kennedy.
There is. So what are they doing? How are they getting around it?
Well, do you want to hear this? I taped this.
Oh, did you?
Yesterday's show.
What do you mean? What are they doing?
Yeah, here's one of the more intimate scenes.
See, but what do they use?
They use blow-up dolls. Is going to be the way they do it. See if you can pick it. I don't know. Just have a look.
You're quiet. Too quiet. Say something.
There it is.
Oops.
Do you know what? For the first time ever, I'm going to tune in.
That's it.
If I can tune, if you tell me the Bold and the Beautiful now, all their love scenes are going to involve a human
dolls.
And a blow up doll.
That's hilarious.
You've got me.
Yeah, you're in.
You had me
on
the way.
Kennedy Malloy.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Yeah, they're back on Monday, though. That's awesome news. Lots to talk about, too. Come Monday when Mick and Jane are back. It's Dangerous Dave here. Thanks for tuning in. For Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch, celebrating pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. Buy a beer voucher. And CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. Big hour coming up, though. Nirvana originally recorded a song for the album Bleach called About a Girl. It probably became more famous, though, when they covered it for their MTV, the Unplugged series, became an even bigger hit than the original. Anyway, earlier this year, Puddle of Mud, that band had a song called Blurry. They gave it a crack. Look, it wasn't probably what people were expecting. Anyway, Mix decided to do a cover of Puddle of Mud's cover of Nirvana's About a Girl. You're going to hear the debut of that and the reaction, including industry heavyweight Michael Gudinski. That's all coming up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back on Monday. Thanks to CUB, Carlton and United Breweries with the Tap Torch. Shout out to our buddies at Mix 106.3. Thanks for tuning in, Canberra. You got Kristen and Nige for breakfast. My old mate Pat, who I used to work with in Shepparton years ago, does the afternoon shift. That's a great station, Mix 106.3. All right, let's talk music.
You know when you catch the musical zeitgeist?
Sure.
And it's you bottle it and somehow it just works. Yeah, everything works. Everything conspires
all
together.
Comes together.
Okay. Musical terms for it. So this is a cover of Puddle of Mud's cover of Nirvana's cover of their own about a girl.
Yeah. This is the original from Bleach, of course.
Great album. I get that Seattle sound.
Yeah,
I'm really
into
it. So, and then they did the famous MTV. This is the one we all recall, really.
Yeah,
you know, a magic moment.
Made famous.
And then Puddle of Mud came along and did this. Seven in your life. I do hope you have the time. So I have taken all that genealogy and bottled it and created something new and fresh. And here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, my cover. Of a cover, of a cover, of a cover. It's my version of Puddle of Mud, and it's a live version recorded last night.
Wow. Here it is.
It's about a girl. Mick Malloy, Kennedy Malloy.
I'm standing in your life. I do hope you have the time. I do pick up number two. I do keep a drink with you. I'll take it. Wow, you hang me out to dry, but I can see you every night, Mickey.
Oh my God! What?
And cowbell.
Wow.
Whack-a-dacker.
You have to put Mickey in there.
Thank you. Oh, there's the last. Can I just say this? The phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
And
that
can't be anything but good news.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's try and take some calls. Rob, how are you going?
Oh, well, thanks, Jane.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
Not bad. Terrible.
Hey, get stuffed, Rob. Janine, what are you thinking?
I think you're channeling Ozzy.
Yes, Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy can sing. Ozzy's a great rock and roller.
What's your point,
Jane? For a generation. Yeah. Oh,
Jane, don't contradict him. Listeners.
I'm sorry.
Barry.
How you going?
What do you think Mickey sounds like?
Like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings, Mick? You've got to. He goes, Gollum speaks like this. Precious.
You know what?
A great rendition.
When you're an artist and you put yourself out there, people just try and tear you down. And that... Oh. To me,
you sound like Jim Morrison. Is that you'd love?
Well, I am
that.
A lot like
fantasy,
Jim Morrison. You know, I had a Jim Morrison tribute.
I know. It was, we know.
All right. I can see there are people in the music industry ringing me up.
Okay.
Well, if Michael Gudinski does not ring up now, book you for a tour when everything opens.
I'm good to go.
I'll go ahead.
All right. Well, stand by because I think we might have Michael Gudinski on the phone. Stay here. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Carlton and United Breweries, the Tap Torch, celebrating pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. Buy a beer voucher and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. You got Dangerous Dave here. Just before we had Mick doing a cover of Puddle of Mud's cover of Nirvana's cover of their original About a Girl, the reaction mixed.
The music industry's turned itself upside
down. Is that right?
It's like seagulls squabbling over a chip at the moment. Michael Gudinski.
Oh, I'm absolutely in shock because you're a multi-platinum artist.
Thank you.
If you mucked it up, I said mucked it up on Mushroom, I'll be destroyed. So let's go, baby.
You're ready to go because there's a bit of a bidding war. I haven't heard back from Sony yet. Mm. But, I mean, obviously...
That's very disrespectful to bring up Dennis Hanlon when we're talking to Michael Gidinski.
Yeah. Obviously, our connection, Michael, puts you in the driver's seat because we've got history. I'm a three-time ARIA winner, of course, in your stable. Mm. This says one word to me, Grammy.
Oh,
listen up.
Jeez. All right, here it is. Mick Molloy. About to go.
I'm standing in your life. I do hope you have the time. I do pick a number two. I do keep a drink with you. I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry. But I can't see you every night. Mickey, I do, yeah, baby, I do.
Wow. Wow. Michael? Hello?
Hello. I suggest you're in Dennis Hanlon now. Is that really your voice?
That's my voice.
You've got a huge successful career. You're a multi. You want a whammy? That is an absolute piece of crap.
You know, have you noticed I'm staying out of this? I was just waiting for you to hang yourself, Mick. Oh my God.
Are you serious?
I love it.
With me. Seriously, I love having fun. You're taking the piss out of yourself.
Do you know what you're going to go down as, Michael? Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody? Remember the guy who didn't sign Queen?
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you, mate.
I guarantee you, mate.
People are going to go, is it true, Michael? Did he come to you first? And you'll go, yes. And he ended up...
Michael, you've noticed that I've been very quiet this segment for a good reason.
If that becomes a hit record, I will get down on my knees. That I've lost.
Careful about getting down on your knees in the music industry, Michael.
You made a very powerful enemy, Kaczynski.
No, seriously, Mick, don't give up. Yeah. Don't give up. Over that.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Back on Monday, thanks to Carlton and United Breweries with the Tap Torch. Celebrating pubs across Australia. Visit loveofyourlocal.com.au. You buy a beer voucher and CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem. Hey, big show next week too, the DMAs. ARIA Award winners DMA is going to be on the show. Adam Hills as well. Celia Pakwala, Ursula Carlson, a couple of very funny women next week on Kennedy Molloy. Have you missed any of the shows this week? Well, last week with the Rostered Week Off, we podcast those as well. Catch up at kennedymolloy.com.au.
Well, I have to say on the podcast, there's going to be something that comes up because I predicted this. I predicted there would be a car crash. It made me feel uncomfortable at the time.
What are we talking about?
You suggested that Jim's mowing might be handy to have with regard to all the animals that the dogs
might be dumped.
Oh,
I said before they could put down dogs. Jim's put down.
It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, and I didn't approve.
And you didn't mean that, by the way.
When you tune in to our podcast and you hear some advertisements, this is what happens. Take it back. You don't
mean
that.
We know you don't mean it.
I know you
Jim's
don't.
Jim's put down. Jim's,
no.
Jim's dumping service.
Don't associate Jim with your creepy idea.
Turn the microphone off. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Are you ready for a career change? How about a Jim's Mowing franchise? Right now, we're looking for new franchisees, and with guaranteed work, why not make the move?
Thank you, Jim's, for sponsoring our show.
Thank you.
And it is for the good of humankind.
I think Jim's will see how that's value added. Jim's mowing. Jim will probably call in and offer me a position on the board in marketing.
Jim's is going to double down, and I'll be the new CEO.
He better not pinch my ideas.
Jim's probably filthy.
Let us be nice to Jim's. How about that?
Do you know what? I think he's getting ahead
of
himself.
Let's be respectful.
Yeah. He's getting ahead of himself. I saw he changed the name to James Mowing, and I go, Jim, you used to be a man of the people.
Jim, who do you?
Sir James.
Who would you like
Sir James
to trust?
Mowing. Right, okay.
Who would you like to trust in this situation? Mick Molloy or me? We bow to you.
Hey, that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in to Kennedy Molloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane and Mick back live on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Have a ripper. Wash your hands. See you Monday. Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks for listening to the Kennedy Molloy Catch-Up. As pubs start to reopen, you can show them your support by buying a beer voucher at loveofyourlocal.com.au. CUB will match that donation pint for pint when you head in to redeem.